and welcome to your OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most important and most misunderstood skills in the entire GCSE music course, evaluating musical effectiveness. This is topic 3.3, and it sits at the heart of your section B extended response in the listening exam. Here's the thing. Most students can describe music. They can tell you what they hear. But the students who really score marks, the ones who hit the top bands, are the ones who can explain why those musical choices are effective. That shift from description to evaluation is exactly what we're going to master today. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the difference between AO3 and AO4, you'll know how to structure a high-scoring evaluation, you'll have a toolkit of precise vocabulary, and you'll be ready to tackle any question the examiners throw at you. Let's get started. Let's begin with the two assessment objectives that drive this entire topic. AO3 is about demonstrating and applying musical knowledge. This is where you identify and describe what you hear, the musical features, the devices, the elements. It's worth 40% of the marks in this section. AO4 is about using appraising skills. This is where you evaluate. You make critical judgments about how and why those features are effective in their context. AO4 is worth 60% of the marks, so the majority of your marks come from evaluation, not just description. That's a crucial insight. Think of it this way. AO3 is the what, AO4 is the why. You always need both, but you need more of the why. Now, let's talk about musical elements. You need a reliable system for scanning a piece of music before you write. The mnemonic I want you to use is DRP Smith. That's DRPSMITH. Let me walk you through it. D is for dynamics, the volume. Is it loud, soft? Is there a crescendo building tension? A sudden fortissimo for dramatic impact. R is for rhythm, the patterns of long and short notes. Is there syncopation creating an offbeat, unsettled feel? An ostinato providing a hypnotic, repetitive groove? P is for pitch, how high or low the notes are. Is there chromaticism, those semitone steps that create unease? Is the melody conjunct, moving in steps, or disjunct, leaping around? S is for structure, the overall form. Is it verse, chorus, binary, ternary, rondo? How does the structure serve the purpose of the piece? M is for melody, the tune itself. Is there a recurring motif? Is it lyrical and flowing, or fragmented and angular? I is for instrumentation. Which instruments or voices are used, and crucially, why those specific choices? A solo cello sounds very different from a full brass section. Always name the specific instrument. T is for texture. How many layers are there, and how do they relate? Is it monophonic, a single, unaccompanied line, homophonic, melody with chordal accompaniment, or polyphonic, multiple independent melodic lines weaving together? And H is for harmony, the chords and their emotional color. Is it in a major key, sounding bright and positive? Minor, sounding darker and more melancholic? Are there dissonances, clashing notes that create tension? A pedal note? A sustained bass note held beneath changing harmonies? Use DRP Smith as your pre-writing checklist. Before you put pen to paper, mentally scan through each letter and note what you can hear. Now, let's talk about how to actually write an evaluation. The key is what I call the feature effect context chain. Every evaluative sentence should have three parts. First, name the feature using precise terminology. Not, it gets louder, say, a crescendo in the strings. Not, the music is jumpy, say, the disjunct melody in the solo violin. Second, describe the effect. What does this feature do to the listener? Does it build tension, create a sense of unease, establish a driving, energetic pulse? Third, link it to the context. Why is this effective for this piece, this scene, this genre? In film music, you might say, this is effective in heightening the suspense as the protagonist approaches the door. In rhythms of the world, you might say, this creates the characteristic danceability associated with this tradition. Let me give you a model sentence. Instead of writing, the music gets louder and this creates tension, which would earn perhaps one mark, write, the sustained crescendo in the lower strings, building from piano to fortissimo over 8 bars, creates an overwhelming sense of dread that is highly effective in reflecting the mounting danger of the scene. That sentence earns marks at both AO3 and AO4. Let's look at some specific contexts. In film music, you're often evaluating how music creates or enhances dramatic effects. Think about how a composer might use a low, sustained pedal note in the cellos to create a sense of impending doom. or how a sudden shift from minor to major tonality signals a character's emotional transformation, or how silence, the absence of music, can be the most powerful dramatic tool of all. In Rhythms of the World, you're evaluating how musical features create cultural identity, danceability, or spiritual atmosphere. Think about how a repeated rhythmic ostinato in percussion creates the hypnotic, trance-like quality of certain African musical traditions, or how call and response structures between a soloist and choir create a sense of communal participation. In Setworks, you need to evaluate specific compositional choices made by named composers. Always reference the composer by name, the specific technique they use, and why it's effective within the broader work. One more crucial concept. When you're answering a comparison question, typically worth 8 marks, you must compare, not just describe. Use connective vocabulary. Conversely, similarly, in contrast, whereas, both extracts employ. The examiner is looking for you to draw explicit connections between two pieces, not write two separate mini essays. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, using subjective or emotive language without musical justification. Writing the music sounds scary earns 0 marks. Writing the chromatic descending melody in the bassoon creates a sense of menace, earns marks. Always give the musical cause for the emotional effect. Mistake number two, confusing musical elements. This is so common. Texture is not the same as instrumentation. Texture refers to how many layers there are and how they interact: monophonic, homophonic, polyphonic. Instrumentation refers to which instruments are playing. Similarly, dynamics, volume, is not the same as tempo, speed. Get these distinctions right because examiners will not award credit for a confused answer. Mistake number three, describing instead of evaluating. This is the AO3 versus AO4 problem we discussed. If you spend your entire answer describing what you hear without ever saying why it's effective, you're leaving 60% of the available marks on the table. Every paragraph should contain at least one evaluative statement, a judgment about effectiveness. Mistake number four, writing a narrative about the film scene rather than analyzing the music. The question is about the music, not the story. Don't write the hero runs away from the villain, write the accelerating tempo and driving staccato strings reflect the urgency of the chase sequence. Top tips for the exam. First, spend the first 2 minutes listening to the extract and jotting down DRP Smith notes before you write anything. Second, for 8-mark questions, aim for at least 4 distinct points, each with a feature, effect, and context. Third, use the command word to guide your response. Evaluate means make judgments. Compare means find similarities and differences. Explain means give reasons. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what does AO4 assess? AO4 assesses your ability to use appraising skills to evaluate the effectiveness of musical choices. Question two, what does the T in DRP Smith stand for? T stands for texture, monophonic, homophonic, or polyphonic. Question three, complete this sentence. The chromatic descending line in the cellos creates a sense of tension, unease, or dread, linking the musical feature to its dramatic effect. Question four, what is the difference between texture and instrumentation? Texture is how many layers there are and how they interact. Instrumentation is which specific instruments are used. Question five. In a comparison question, name 2 connective words you should use. Conversely, similarly, in contrast, whereas, or both extracts employ. Any 2 of these. Let's bring it all together. Evaluating musical effectiveness is about moving beyond description to genuine critical appraisal. Remember, AO3 is the what, 40% of marks. AO4 is the why, 60% of marks. Always aim for more evaluation than description. Use DRP Smith as your pre-writing checklist. Build every evaluative sentence using the feature effect context chain. Use precise terminology, pizzicato, not plucked, polyphonic, not many layers, chromaticism, not weird notes, and always link your musical observations to the specific context of the piece. For comparison questions, use connective vocabulary to force a comparative structure. And never, ever write a narrative about the scene. Write about the music. You've got this. The skills we've covered today are exactly what the OCR Mark Scheme rewards. Practice them with every piece of music you listen to, not just in lessons, but in your everyday life. Ask yourself, what musical choices has the composer made here, and why are they effective? Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep listening, keep evaluating, and keep pushing for those top marks.